Shalom, Rabbi Galperin. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. How are you, Ilan?
I'm good.
That's good.
Lag BaOmer.
Yes, so we have the festival of Lag BaOmer coming up this Sunday. So it's a beautiful, unique festival. You know, it's a festival that symbolizes a lot of faith, a lot of, for example, as we'll see, it also symbolizes a little bit the theme of Ahavat Yisrael,
yeah.
Love your fellow Jew. And Lag BaOmer, for people that don't know, is the 33rd day of the Omer. You know, we count the Sfirat Omer, the counting of the Omer, from the second day of the Pesach till for 49 days till Shavuot.
Yeah, that's somewhere between Passover and Shavuot.
Right, correct. And obviously, Lag BaOmer this year will fall out on May 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a festive day where it's celebrated in a lot of communities, for example, outings where children traditionally play with the bow and arrows, and there's, bonfires,
yeah.
And a lot of people visit the resting place of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is in Miron, in the northern part of Israel.
Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a great sage. He was a mystic, and he lived in the second century of the Common Era. He was the first person publicly to teach the mystical dimensions of the Torah, which we know as Kabbalah. And he is the author also of many works of the Kabbalah, the Zohar. And on the day of his passing, Rabbi Shimon instructed his students, his disciples, to mark the day as the day of my joy. And, you know, going back to this, where people go to Meron, and they go to, you know, going up that, as you probably know, Ilan, from the bottom as you're entering, you got to go up this big, big mountain, big hill,
yeah.
till you get to the top, to where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where his grave is,
yeah.
And you can imagine the hundreds of thousands of Jews from all over, Orthodox, secular, traditional, whatever it may be, they all come, and their music, their partying, and barbecues, and who knows, it's a phenomenal time.
It's a festival, and if I'm not mistaken, I think boys at the age of 3 get their first haircut there.
Yes, yes.
Right?
You beat me to what I was going to say. Yes, you're right. You know, a lot of people, from the beginning of Sefirat HaOmer till Shavuot, or specifically till Lag BaOmer, we don't take haircuts.
Yeah.
We don't shave, we don't have music, we don't have weddings, so on and so forth. So a kid that is 3 years old, a lot of people have a custom that they don't touch their hair or cut it until 3 year old, and they have the whole ceremony. So a lot of people will then come to the grave, to that area, to specifically do it at that period of time, which is a beautiful sight to see then too.
Yeah. You see a lot of little kids terrified from their first haircut. That's
exactly.
An interesting sight.
Yes, yes, that's true. That's true, it definitely is. And obviously, you know, the day of Lag BaOmer, the Hasidic masses explain that the final day of a righteous person's earthly life marks really a point at which all his deeds, his teachings, and his works achieve their culminating perfection, and which then impacts our life. So each Lag BaOmer, we celebrate Rabbi Shimon's life and the revelation of the esoteric soul of the Torah, which is the Zohar, which is the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
And Lag BaOmer also commemorates another joyous event, the Talmud relates that in the weeks between Passover and Shavuos, which is one of the things also why we're in a stage of mourning, a plague raged among the disciples of the great sage of Rabbi Akiva, and that 24,000 students were dying, and the reason was because they did not act respectfully towards each other. And these weeks, obviously, in that period of time, are a period of mourning, which is why we don't have the music and the weddings and the cutting of the hair. So on Lag BaOmer, obviously, the dying ceased. It stopped. So therefore, you can think that Lag BaOmer also carries the theme of Ahavat Yisrael, the imperative to love and respect one's fellow Jew.
Yeah.
That if you can imagine that these sages weren't, you know, these students weren't, you know, regular, just ordinary people. They were very, very great, holy people that the whole day sat and learned, but their issues were they couldn't have that respect between one another. So they died. Now, obviously, there's a lot of different customs on Lag BaOmer that people do. For example, it's traditional to light bonfires on Lag BaOmer.
Right.
And this commemorates...
That's very common in Israel. In Israel, sure. On Lag BaOmer, you walk around, it's all bonfires all over.
You can go bonfire hopping.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. There is another thing. All the places with construction bring gods weeks before the Lag BaOmer because the kids are collecting wood. So
right.
They don't want them to take the wood from the construction. So
right. Yeah.
So they have to guard them.
That's right. Yeah. That's so true. That's so true. So we have the Lag BaOmer bonfires, and this commemorates the immense light that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai introduced into the world via his mystical teachings, obviously. And by far, the largest probably Lag BaOmer, I would say, bonfire, I would imagine, would probably take place in Meron, you know, where the hundreds of thousands of people are going to go and celebrate by his grave.
Yeah.
Another custom is that we talked about a little bit earlier, that children constantly go out into the field and they play with the bows and arrows, and this commemorates the I believe it was the Midrashic tradition that no rainbow was seen during Rabbi Shimon's lifetime, because the first rainbow really appeared after Noah's flood, when God promised never again to devastate the world. And Rabbi Shimon's merit, because of him, he protected the world. And there was no need for a rainbow then, because the only time that God sends a rainbow is when the world is deserving of punishment. And a lot of people also have the custom to eat carobs on Lag BaOmer. And this commemorates, obviously, the life-saving miracle that Rabbi Shimon experienced, because he was, for 13 years, Rabbi Shimon and his son were fugitives from the Roman regime, and
they
were
hiding in caves.
Right, they were hiding in a cave in northern Israel. And miraculously, a carob tree grew at the entrance of the cave, providing nourishment for the two people that were there, which was Rabbi Shimon and his son. And obviously, like we talked about, all the Omer mourning practices are suspended in Lag BaOmer, and music and so on and so forth is allowed. Now, one of the many Lag BaOmer traditions, as we just said, was that the children go out and they play with the bows and arrows. And I remember hearing that among the many reasons of why we do the bows and arrows is a custom that has a very, very important lesson in our life. Because to use a bow and arrow effectively, what has to happen is the shooter must first pull the bow towards himself.
Yeah.
And once the bow is pulled as far back as possible, what can happen then is that the arrow can be released with significant force, and hopefully, obviously, if you do it right, it meets its target quickly and accurately. And the only effective way to change other people, if we want to be able to have an effect on other people, is to begin with ourselves. And if you think about it, the lesson is very simple that we can learn from a bow and arrow, but very powerful. Why? Because in order to conquer and affect the world around us, we really have to first move inwards. When we look deeply into our soul, realizing obviously the amazing potential that we have, only then can we influence other people. You know, there was once someone that came to a holy rabbi and said, and this rabbi was telling him in one of these private audiences that he had with him, he said that when I was younger, I thought I could change the world. And then he decided that he would work on his city. And then later, he concentrated just on his family. And he said, now I have decided to just try and change myself. In other words, he wasn't saying that he's working on himself and ignoring everyone else, because he was a person that had a huge community and was responsible for thousands of followers. However, what I think he was saying is that the only way to effectively change other people is to begin with ourselves. Improving our own character, personality. Obviously, we all have to do it all within whatever, you know, within our control. And obviously, based on that, we can choose to progress, not to progress, to become angry, to stay calm, to give charity, to hold back, whatever it may be. However, we cannot control other people, but we can influence them by moving forward. So obviously, if we're able to change ourselves, we then are able to change others. And that's, I think, an important lesson that we can learn from Lag BaOmer. We can learn from the fact of, you know, the fact that 24,000 students stopped dying.
Yeah.
We're able to have that concept about Israel. And just this lesson, a small little playing with a bow and arrow, but the bow will not go anywhere. I'm sorry, the arrow will not go anywhere unless you really, really pull it back.
Exactly.
So
and then let it go.
Correct. We cannot have effect of other people if we don't first look at ourselves. We need to look at ourselves, have ourselves examined, affect ourselves, and automatically, if we affect ourselves, we will then be able to not change people, but affect them, to help them, influence them in the right direction. And that's the lesson I think we can all learn from Lag BaOmer.
That's a great lesson.
Definitely is. And you know, Lag BaOmer is a beautiful holiday, and we're, believe it or not, we're even going to have a big celebration of that in Windsor this year. I believe there's going to be a big Lag BaOmer celebration at the Shaar HaShemayim Synagogue on Sunday, May 22nd. I believe it's at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And there's going to be a barbecue and a lot of fun things going on. So it's open to the whole community. I'm not arranging it. The Shaar HaShemayim is arranging it. But definitely I will be there. I think it's an important thing that whoever is able to come, you come and enjoy the festivities of Lag BaOmer.
That's great. So Rabbi, thank you.
Thank you, and Shavua Tov, Shabbat Shalom, and we will talk next week, Aaron.
We'll talk next week, God willing.
Yeah.
Shabbat Shalom.
Be well, Ilan.
You too.